Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. Tremendous job. We will get to more of the people, and I do have a hypothetical college football question, but David looks very entertained looking at the ticket text, so if you'd like to read a couple, and then we will get to business.
If a candidate does not get chosen, do they hit the transfer portal?
The papal portal.
Someone else is asking. It's like a Pope episode of Maury Povich. You are not the Pope, white smoke. You are the Pope, black smoke. You are the Pope. I'm sorry. Then the Cardinals run off the stage crying. That's from Scott in Carlton.
It's crazy when you start doing the reading about this event, like what goes into it. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, guys, I'm actually heading to Rome next week, going to do a tour of the Vatican, St. Peter's, and the Sistine Chapel. That is Matt from Canton. He says he'll give us an update.
Well, there has been a guarantee from one of the Cardinals. This is going to last no more than 3 days. Apparently, there's like a Victor Wembanyama-level Pope in the midst. That is like the number one overall pick.
Would you get that from Windhorse?
No, it was in the New York papers
no,
this
I'm
morning.
Just saying, yeah. Talk to my sources.
Yeah. Adrian Wojnarowski reporting.
Someone says Adam somebody Schefter. Somebody got to do it, but Poping ain't easy. Another okay. person says deviled eggs was an incredible answer. An incredible answer, Rico.
Ridiculous. All right. So look, hour one, we talked a little bit about Trajan Langdon, his press availability today, and why teams in this town are reticent to take a big swing. If you want that, Odyssey.com rewind. I want to bring this up. We had a very brief conversation about Michigan and Michigan State earlier in the week. There is a lot of conversation in the college football world now about the college football playoff and some of the things going on there. And yes, Michigan was in the news for their self-imposed weird Chiron thing. We're not going down that road. But the question is this. I was thinking about, I've said on the air, I'm not sure Chiron really survives what's coming. I don't know that he survives it. Could he? Of course he could, because I can't predict the NCAA. But if Harbaugh got a show cause, I don't see how Chiron's not. And a show cause ends your ability to coach. For the Michigan State side, we stink. And we have a new AD. And new ADs often will want their own football coach. You combine stinky program with new AD, and MSU just got a transfer from Chuck E. Cheese. Meanwhile, Georgia got Miami's best player. Here was my question. And I said it to Rico, and all of a sudden Rico took his sunglasses off, which takes an act of God. He put down his bowl of cucumbers, and he looked at me, and he goes,
Mike, we have white smoke.
Add it to the sheet.
We got white smoke, Mike.
Are either Chiron Moore or Jonathan Smith coaching their respective schools kickoff 2026?
And for doing the math in their car, not this season, but next season.
Yeah, are they here kickoff 2026?
No.
You say no.
I say no. I don't think so. I think that Chiron Moore will have to fall on the sword along with some other people at Michigan. And I think as far as Jonathan Smith goes, you're right. With a new athletic director comes a lot of times a new coach. You have a team with not a lot of buzz around it. And let's face it, probably he's going to have to go out there and win about 8-9 games just to keep treading water. Yeah, I could easily see neither one of these guys at both teams will be breaking out a brand new coach in 2026.
One, both, or neither?
One, both, or neither?
I just want to see if I add a gradient to this, whether you say one of them is still there.
I would then say one. I would say that Jonathan Smith would be there because kind of like when the new president came, he gave Holler a year. Dazzle me. And then I'm going to fire you.
David, and again, people, I want you to just think about it for a second. Because, look, Michigan went 7-5 last year. And I don't think it's going to be much better this year. The only person who thinks they're going to be any good is bought and paid for Kool-Aid Klatt, where he's got him at like 15. Why? Reasons. I don't know. The point is...
Yeah, I thought it was 12, but yeah.
Right, you're starting a new quarterback, and look, just whatever. The point I'm making is, Sharon has something working against him too, beyond the NCAA thing. If you put up back-to-back 7-5 seasons, even if you escape the NCAA thing, there's going to be... Look, we had people calling in, and it wasn't me or Rico. We sat here and listened to you guys call in, asking for this man to be fired. That was Michigan fans during the season. That's not us making that up. That was you guys. For Michigan State, look, the whole thing is a kerfuffle. I mean, the program is in tatters. The recruiting's never been worse. MSU's getting out-recruited by Arkansas State, like the school in Jonesboro. The recruiting is abysmal. The transfer hall is abysmal. There's a new AD. The coach it makes me look like Lady Godiva from a social level.
Which I'm shocked because...
Nobody can find Jonathan Smith.
This was your guy.
I like him. I don't like him here. That's what I said to you. I think he's a good football coach for UCLA. He's a good football coach for UW. Bringing him here, no relationships. Not an out front public guy. This ain't Corvallis. You're not getting 4 or 5 years. He got it there because he was the quarterback that took him to the Orange Bowl. That was his alma mater. That was Ocho Cinco's best friend.
A little bit of mama coming home.
Yeah, gotcha. It's different. And again, you're not in Corvallis. Like, you're here. This is a whole different thing. I think Spartan fans at best are nervous. Do I think Jonathan Smith is a good coach? Yes. Do I think this is a good fit? No. Yeah. I want to be wrong, but you knew my reservations when they hired him. Mm-hmm. Plus, he didn't bring the turnover chainsaw. Automatic firing. I'm asking the question. As we sit here right now.
Aren't those days pretty much gone of the turnover this or that?
Well, yeah, we don't force any. 248-539-9. You know, MSU had a turnover M16.
Okay.
They never broke it out of the case.
Are we going to do a serious discussion? Or, you know what? How about this? Mike, 30 seconds. Get it all out.
I'm good. So look.
So we.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm asking the question. If you had to say both are here or both are gone, kickoff 26, what's your vote? And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Michigan, Michigan State, you could be non-denominational like Rico. You're a Central Florida fan. We were talking about it pre-show, and I it is interesting to say the least. And obviously, a month from today, I think a lot of Sharon's future will get a clearer picture about what the Committee on Infractions looks like for U of M. If they skate, Sharon's got a way better chance. If they don't, yeah, he may not survive at all. It's totally unpredictable.
Three things help Sharon more. That all of a sudden, Michigan fans started to embrace him again. He beat Ohio State. He beat Alabama, and then he went and got his quarterback in Bryce Underwood, stole him from LSU. At that point, everybody who said, oh, you got to get rid of him, oh, that's my boy. So we'll see how long that lasts, but yeah.
New president, likely a new AD by 26. And is he going to have a good year this year? Do you think they're going to win 9-10 games?
No.
All right. I'm telling you, both guys are in a weird spot.
A brand new quarterback, and it's not because it's Michigan. A brand new quarterback normally spells disaster. Freshman QB?
I just need some time. That's all.
I'm saying in year one, yes. If you throw the freshman QB out there, Trevor Lawrence is the only one who actually pulled this stunt off.
David, what are your thoughts? Do you want to ruminate on this?
I'll give you my thoughts next.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, excuse me. 248-539-9797. Both or neither? kickoff 26.